Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo. I've just been walking along and thinking about my life, I guess, and how I feel like I've lived a million years, not just 38. You know, it's like I've done a lot of stuff. I was just actually, what prompted it was I was just thinking about telling my own story and how I would do that, because there's just so much to tell. And what is like the showreel, or it's not really a showreel, but like, you know, as in the highlights, like what have been the main things? And it's like, where do I start that? Anyway, I guess what maybe prompted it was today is International Women's Day. And in my Facebook feed, you know, they bring up those this time 4 years ago kind of stuff. And for me, it was like 4 years ago, I was in Port Macquarie doing some vision board workshops for teenage girls from the local area. And I was absolutely shitting myself. Firstly, like 4 years ago, it feels like a lifetime. It feels so much longer than 4 years. Anyway, so much has happened in those 4 years, I guess. You know, I had driven down to Port Macquarie to run this workshop. It was part of like a council initiative. There were like, you know, all kinds of different people there running different workshops. And there were a couple of hundred of kids, maybe even more, 500 or something. And they would go from, you know, workshop to workshop. And they were, you know, and ABC was there, and like it was quite a big deal. And I'd been asked to run this vision board workshop. And I had like a lot of reluctance, but I said yes. And the reason that I'd had a lot of reluctance was because maybe a year or 18 months prior to that, I had been in the real depths of my depression and my, you know, anxiety. And I had been asked to do something similar. It was a workshop for teen girls that I was basically just going to be a facilitator and supporter. So, and it was for disadvantaged teen girls in the area, which was a very low socioeconomic area in Nambucca Heads and Maxville. And it was talking about money and really trying to empower these teenage girls out of their cycle, in their welfare cycle, and kind of empower them to make better choices for themselves. And I'd said yes to that because I think at that time, actually, I was in... Hi, how you doing? I was in therapy, and part of that process was I had to try and extend myself. So I would give myself these little challenges just to, you know, push outside. I felt like, you know, with depression and anxiety, for me, personally speaking, I was very much in a bubble of myself. You know, I couldn't really get outside of that bubble of me. Everything was about me, how people were perceiving me, how I was perceiving me. You know, it was just a really internal kind of time. And so I was taking on these little challenges from my psychologist that were trying to get me outside of the me bubble and the poor me bubble. So one of these challenges was, you know, I wanted to connect to like-minded people. So one of the challenges was I had to go to a business women's networking meeting, and I was shitting myself and standing in the toilets, drying my underarms under the hand dryer, you know, like sweating balls, and feeling so awkward and alone. And anyway, that day I ended up meeting a couple of people, and I actually joined the committee, and then I was really heavily involved with those guys. So, you know, it led to something pretty cool. But back to the, you know, the money day with all these disadvantaged teens. So I, of course, ended up with the most rowdiest, most disruptive group, probably partly because I was one of those teens myself. And I, you know, it was, oh, it's starting to rain. And I was barely in control. In fact, I wasn't in control, you know, and I could feel the entire time, you know, that lump in your throat where you, hang on, I just got to put up my umbrella. Whoa, stay with me, umbrella. Well, that was pretty full on. You know, that lump in your throat where you're just choking back the tears. That's where I was the entire day. And in fact, that's where I was in my life. If anyone said boo, there, I could feel the tears just at the surface, you know? And so this particular day, at one point we each kind of group facilitator had to get up and talk about a money experience that they wish they had known better about at the time. And for me, it was, you know, something about I signed on to buy a queen bed when I was like 19 years old through financing, and then I didn't pay the minimum repayments, and then I had to pay 23%, and it just went on and on and on. Anyway, so I'm telling that story, fighting back the tears, and then I finish, and this teenage girl in my group says, "You look like you're going to cry." And that was it. You know, I tried so hard to fight back the tears, but I just couldn't. So I broke down, and I think I managed to see the day out. It's all a bit of a blur, actually. I think I got myself a cup of chamomile tea and went and composed myself. And I did come back and rejoin the group. And I think they were a little bit nicer after that, actually. But anyway, so I'd had that experience, and that made me really nervous about taking on the challenge of working with, you know, 500 odd girls. So, but I'd said yes because I was still, and I always have been the person that likes to challenge myself. So I thought, well, you know, I'll handle it. So I did it. And the first workshop was pretty hideous. I'd really scripted it because I wanted it to run really well, and for my nerves, you know. So it was really scripted, and the girls didn't really connect. There was one girl who I could see that I was sparking something in her, but the rest were talking amongst themselves. They were getting up, leaving, you know, they weren't really engaged. And so I kind of guess I had a choice then and there. I could just lay over and die, or I could engage with that one girl. And so that's what I did. I just engaged with one girl who was interested. I could give her something. The others weren't ready. So that's what I did. And after that first group left, I had like 5 minutes to regroup, and I thought to myself, what can I do differently? And I thought, okay, well, I've done scripted. How about I try unscripted? And I just go from the heart, you know? And I know what really inspired that other girl. Maybe I can focus on that. Maybe I can shift it around and focus on that. So I remained open in the second one, and it went much better. The girls were way more engaged because I was open. I was allowing them to ask questions. And through that, I learned what they were really interested in was my own story. So the workshops were on vision boarding. And, you know, and so one girl in the second workshop, I think, said to me, so you've got a picture of this here. You know, has any of the stuff on your board come true? And so, yeah, so they were, I realized they were quite interested. And so I started telling stories. You know, I started telling the stories of my own journey in vision boarding rather than telling them the features and benefits. And so it just got better from there. You know, I think I did, maybe 15 workshops that day. And at the end of the day, I left on a high. You know, I had come in feeling so anxious and afraid, and I left feeling inspired, you know? And that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't said yes. And it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't said yes to the first opportunity in the messed up state I was in and cried. You know, I don't think I would have been given the opportunity for the second workshop had the first experience not happened, for a number of reasons. And one was I needed to prove to myself that I could do it. And then, of course, there's the reason that I had been working with council, so they were aware of who I was and what I was doing. So what's the point? Well, the point is, I guess, there's always something to be gained by being uncomfortable. And crying in public's not going to kill you. You know, the worst case scenario in that workshop with the kids was me crying, and it happened. And it happened. And it was hideous and it was excruciating. But it led to something better. You know, that first workshop with those girls, you know, on that International Women's Day event was also excruciating. But it got better because I did it again and again and again and again and again. And eventually I got it right. But I wasn't afraid. Well, I was afraid. Let's just get that straight. I was afraid. But I was willing to make those mistakes. I was willing to give it a shot. So I guess the takeaway is... I guess the takeaway really is that if you're holding back due to that fear, like, that fear is going to exist. It is. It never goes away. It never goes away. I might have overcome that fear in that particular scenario, but then I think I would still be fearful the next time I went in, or nervous the next time I, you know, if I ever run another workshop for teens. Yeah, there will be nerves, of course, because I'm doing something that's outside of my comfort zone. And that is always a good thing. It's always a good thing. So, you know, I think there's a lot of talk going around about saying no to things. And I think, yes, we should be saying no to things. And we should be saying yes to things that either challenge us or bring us joy. You know, and no to the things that don't. And that's the difference. Like, is what you're going to do going to bring you some kind of growth? Is it going to stretch you? Or is it going to bring you joy? Then say yes. If it's something that is not going to grow you, it's not going to bring you joy, then that's when you say no. Okay, it's absolutely pissing down now. I'm going to turn off the microphone and turn around. Oh my God. Okay, till next time. Peace out. If you don't hear from me, I've been swept away.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.